Geoff Herbert is a candidate for the Katter's Australia Party. Good morning.
Good morning, Sarah. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Why have you decided to run?
Sarah, I've got a small business in the Central Highlands, and we've been suffering the last 2 years. I was approached by Katter's Australia Party 3-4 months ago, and just had different talks with Mr. Katter himself and some of the management within the Katter Party, and we looked at different policies they had, and they're very relevant. Australia seems to be losing our freedom, and a lot of what Bob is about and the Katter's Australia Party is about is getting back those freedoms that we once had.
What do you mean by freedoms?
Just our own backyard, Sarah. You know, we don't even have the rights that we should have in our backyard. You know, if you want to build a tree house for your grandchildren, you know, there's restrictions put on us by councils. A dog catcher has got more jurisdiction over your backyard than what a police officer would have.
And so you met Bob Katter, you say. He's a charismatic figure. What was it about him and his party that persuaded you to run?
The core values, Sarah, is what Australia's about, and it's getting back to what we used to be. Sarah, one of the most important ones is just own and build. You know, we're selling off assets all around Australia, and, you know, we've worked hard, our ancestors have worked hard over the years to maintain those assets, and our government over the last 10 years continually selling off those assets that we once owned.
So it's essentially seeing a sort of a disappearing lifestyle, I suppose.
It is a disappearing lifestyle. You know, and one of Bob's favourite quotes is that you've got to have a permit to boil a billy.
And you said that your own business had been suffering in recent years, and what do you put that down to?
The timber industry has hurt Tasmania grossly. Our state is bleeding. There was no planning went into, you know, substituting the timber industry with something. You know, we heard tourism was going to pick up the slack. Well, tourism hasn't picked up the slack. You know, Sarah Ugalde, our candidate in Franklin, and I have spent a lot of time on the road, a lot of time around small towns and regional towns talking to people, and the people out on the street, they're bleeding, they're really suffering. And we put it down to the timber industry, the amount of jobs that we've lost through the timber industry. And it's not just the timber workers, the forestry workers. It's the third and fourth tier small business operators, the pie shops, the mechanics, the tyre fitters. You know, it goes right down the road to a lot of more people than just the timber industry workers.
It looks from the polls that there will be a coalition victory come September 7 in the lower house, less certainty in the Senate. How confident are you that Katter's Australia Party might pick up a Senate seat somewhere in Australia?
We're very confident. Bob is very confident that we'll pick up Senate seats. We want to be there to be the watchdog of the people. We want to make sure that the right decisions are going to be made in the Senate.
Good to talk to you.
Appreciate it.